Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up? Like your inner critic is on a never-ending rant about all your perceived mistakes? I know, I've been there. Trust me, we've all got that voice in our head whispering doubts and reminding us of past blunders. But what if I told you there's a way to silence that voice and cultivate a little more kindness towards yourself? That's what we're diving into today, the power of self-compassion and how it can help you ditch the guilt and step into your own calm confidence. First things first, let's get real about guilt. It's this heavy feeling that weighs us down, makes us feel unworthy, and often keeps us stuck in a cycle of regret. But here's the thing, guilt doesn't solve anything. It just creates more pain. Think of it like this. Dwelling on past mistakes is like trying to clean up a spill with a mop that's completely out of water. You're not actually addressing the problem, you're just creating more mess. So, how do we break free? Enter self-compassion. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Imagine your best pal stumbled and scraped their knee, what would you say? Oh no, you clumsy goofball. Nope. You'd probably say something like, hey, it happens to the best of us, let me help you clean that up. That's self-compassion in action. It's about acknowledging your imperfections without judgment, offering yourself words of comfort and support, and remembering that everyone makes mistakes. Here are 5 key takeaways to really help you practice self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, become aware of that voice in your head constantly putting you down. Is it saying things like you're not good enough, you messed up again, or everyone else is doing better? Once you recognize those negative thoughts, you can start to challenge them. 2. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same care and compassion you would offer a loved one. When you make a mistake, instead of berating yourself, say something kind like, it's okay, I learned from this experience. Remember, mistakes are part of the learning process. 3. Embrace imperfection. Let go of the idea that you need to be perfect. We all have flaws, and that's what makes us human. Strive for progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and acknowledge your efforts. 4. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only fuels guilt and anxiety. Bring your attention back to the present moment. Engage in activities that bring you joy and peace. Practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply taking a few moments to appreciate the beauty around you. 5. Remember you're not alone. This is crucial. We all struggle with self-doubt and guilt at times. Connect with supportive friends and family, or seek professional help if you need it. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly liberating and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a bright, ambitious young woman who just landed her dream job. She's ecstatic. But then, during a crucial presentation, she stumbles over her words. She feels embarrassed, thinks she ruined everything, and starts replaying the moment in her head over and over again, consumed by guilt. This is where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting that one moment define her entire experience, Sarah reminds herself, it's okay to make mistakes, everyone does. She takes a deep breath, acknowledges that she did her best, and focuses on the positive aspects of the presentation. She learns from the experience, refines her delivery for next time, and moves forward with confidence. See how that works. By practicing self-compassion, Sarah turns a potentially negative experience into a valuable learning opportunity. So, remember, you are worthy of kindness and forgiveness. Let go of the guilt, embrace your imperfections, and treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. This is not about being complacent or letting yourself off the hook, it's about approaching life with a kinder, more balanced perspective. Ready to take action? Here's what I want you to do. 1. Identify one negative thought pattern that keeps holding you back and consciously replace it with a more compassionate statement. 2. Do something kind for yourself today, whether it's taking a relaxing bath, reading a good book, or spending time in nature. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I can't wait to hear your journey. Until next time, keep striving for calm confidence, one act of self-compassion at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.